level. Now I've got Tina Walsh, who's the manager of the Dunnecarney Community and Youth Centre, on the line. Good morning, Tina.
Morning. Good morning.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, there's an upcoming fun run and walk in aid of St. Francis Hospice taking place on, that's Thursday the 17th of this month, and it's at 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Do tell me, Tina, about the walk and the run.
I will, thanks. Yes, so we are supporting, this is the Ireland's largest coffee morning, you know, the long-running tradition, and which we've been running here in the centre for many, many years, the past 10 years. And this year we've decided, with health and well-being and fitness and recreational services being one of our biggest things here in the centre, to coincide this with the fun walk and run. So we're hoping to get the community involved on Thursday, 17th of September, starting at 10:30 a.m. sharp here in the centre car park, and finishing then here back to the centre and having a cuppa in aid of St. Francis Hospice Coffee Morning.
Okay, well, the walk, if I am not mistaken, is 3.5K and 5K. Is that about right?
Yes, we have two options. So for people who wish to walk, and we welcome men, women and children and buggies and dogs and everybody, we have a 3.5K walk starting on Collins Avenue East, going down to Malahide Road, then to Copeland Avenue, Howth Road, and back to the Collins Avenue East. And then if somebody wishes to run, there's a 5.5K run, just a slightly longer route. After Malahide Road, you go on to Clontarf Road, Castle Avenue, Howth Road, and back to Collins Avenue East. So both of those, people can go as fast as they wish or as slow as they wish, but we're estimating it should take approximately half an hour to 45 minutes.
Okay, and people, it's a fundraiser for St. Francis Hospital. It's coffee morning. How will the funding be raised in that respect, Tina?
It is a fundraiser in the sense that the walking is free. This is not, there's no registration fee or anything like that. We specifically wanted this to make a community event, and the whole point was really to come and support people who have required hospice care. Nearly everyone knows someone who has been affected by a serious illness and has required the fantastic support of the hospice care. And that's why I decided that there's no fee to do the walk nor the run. If people wish to donate, it's a voluntary donation in the actual coffee morning, and that will go directly, all the donations will go directly to St. Francis Hospice Coffee Morning. And there's no set amount or anything. You can donate as much or as little as you wish.
Okay. Do you have any idea of how many people you expect to participate in the walk and the run? Is there?
I don't know. I think it's a weather depending. If it's a morning like today, I hope to have a big crowd.
Right, okay. And you wouldn't have a figure on, you wouldn't be able to put a figure on what you might hope to raise for the coffee morning?
I don't know, but traditionally when we've had the coffee mornings, excluding the walk, we would have raised about 3,000, 3,500 euro just on the coffee morning alone.
Yeah, that's not bad at all, is it?
No, it's not. And it's a nice ease in a social way to support a good cause as well.
Yeah, well, okay, just on the centre itself down there that you're managing, Tina, I did mention to you earlier that we could talk about the courses and what facilities are available in the Cayla for people in the area generally. I know myself, because I live down there, not a million miles away from the centre, that it's quite a busy place day and night, if I may mention. There's lots of stuff going on all the time.
Yes, and we open 6 days a week. Like, we open 8 o'clock in the morning until 10:30 at night. And what we have here in the centre is really suitable for everybody, starting from babies to old age and pensioners. Like, we have a number of children's classes going. These would be after-school activities and weekend activities, and they're varying anything from Irish dancing to art classes. There's Zumba for kids, there's football, ballet. A lot of it is quite fitness-based. because that's something that we have a huge focus on, is the recreational services in the Donnycarney and neighbouring communities. And also for babies, we have, for example, at the moment, very vibrant mother and toddler group running, which runs every Tuesday and Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Then for adults, we have weight loss classes, a number of fitness classes, sport classes, there's knitting classes, creative writing, art. So there's a huge variety of classes, and the best way to find out about the classes is to log on to our website, which is www.dcyc.ie, or pop into the centre and pick up one of our timetables from the reception.
Yeah. Tina, can I ask, are the courses free by any chance, or are there fees for them?
Some of the courses are free, and then for some of the courses there's only a nominal fee charge, which could be 2 or 3 euro per session. For example, as we speak at the moment, we have a Thursday morning La Cala art class running, and that's on a donation basis, so people donate 2 to 3 euro to participate in the art class. And that money then the art coordinator would donate to the centre just towards the upkeep of the facilities. And for more of the, should I say, professional fitness classes, there would be standard fee charge, depending on the type of class and the level of it, varying from 5 to 10 euro per class.
Very reasonable altogether.
It is, yes.
Just this morning now, you mentioned the mother and toddler play group. That's Tuesdays and Thursdays. I think my good wife might be in there at the moment with her baby granddaughter.
Yeah, we have a lot of grandparents grandchildren. Yeah, and that's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10:30 until 12 o'clock. And it's a great social outlet for young mothers and for people who are looking after the second generation of the children. So, again, it's an opportunity to have a cup of tea, coffee and a scone while the children are playing.
Okay. Back to the fun run for St. Francis for the coffee morning. Can people, if people want to inquire about finding out about how to go about finding out about
how to register and how to find out more information about it. Easiest way, if you're on a mobile or on the internet, is log on to our website, again, www.dcyc.ie, and you see a registration button there at the home screen. So just click on to that. We have detailed information about the route and how to register, and just put in your details. And like I said earlier, it's totally free, doesn't cost you anything. We just want to know who's participating and how many people we're going to have. Or you can pop into the reception and we have the registration forms here and you can fill them in, or by giving us a call. Our reception line is 832-9676.
Okay, Tina, I'll let you go. I know you're very busy down there, but thanks very much for taking the call this morning.
Patty, if you happen to be free next Thursday, I'm looking forward to seeing you then.
I might just actually be, Tina. So, yes, I will keep it in my diary. And I'm sure I'll hear all the sounds from the people who are gearing up to go on the walk, and that will be a wake-up call and a reminder for me to get out there with my jogging shoes on and participate.
Brilliant. And you can join me on that. I'm planning myself to do the 5.5k jog, so you can join me on that one.
All right.
Great.
Okay, thanks very much.
A million.
Thank you. Bye. That's Tina Walsh, the manager of the Donnycarney Community and Youth Centre, and she was talking to me primarily to promote the fun run and walk for St. Francis Hospice, which is taking place on Thursday the 17th of September at 10:30 a.m. And you can go along afterwards and back to the centre and enjoy a cup of tea or coffee and a chat. And it's all in aid of St. Francis Hospice. And it's the St. Francis Hospice Coffee Morning. And it's a well worthwhile thing to get involved in. I shall make the effort myself to go along. Okay, you're listening to Northside Today with me, Pat Meehan.